His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Two for two, according to the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has confirmed that a tornado touched down in Kent on Wednesday afternoon. They came to Litchfield County in Kent on Thursday to look at the damage left behind from Wednesday's storms. After they surveyed the damage, they said an EF0 tornado touched down at about 2:49 on Wednesday. Winds packed and peaked at 85 miles an hour. According to the report from the National Weather Service, their tornado touched down in Bulls Bridge, moved east into South Kent. According to data, the Route 7 corridor was hit particularly hard. Damage was sporadic along its path, mostly bringing down tree limbs, but there were some hardwood trees that snapped or were uprooted. Damage reports came in from Kent, Cornwall, Falls Village, Sharon, and Winstead. Just across the state line in New York, the National Weather Service also confirmed that tornado did touch down also in Amenia. And that was confirmed on yesterday as well. The rating was an EF1 estimated peak wind at 100 miles an hour. It stayed on the ground for 0.6 miles. A Dalton man has pleaded guilty to burning a local farmer's hay bale display in support of the Biden-Harris ticket during the run-up to last fall's divisive presidential election. Lonnie Dufree, 50, sentenced to a year in jail, the maximum penalty for the charge of burning personal property. He'll receive credit for 108 days served, according to the Central Berkshire District Court Clerk's Office. He had been expected to plead guilty last month, but withdrew his plea after a judge sentenced him to a year in jail, as requested by prosecutors. In court yesterday, Dufree said, quote, he was sorry for what he did and the effect it had on the community, end quote. On Thursday in Connecticut, the positivity rate fell to 1.78%. Now, hospitalizations increased by 8 since Wednesday, bringing that total to 515. The total number of tests performed since the pandemic began in the state now stands at a little over 8.2 million, an increase of 41,344 since Wednesday. Story in this morning's Poughkeepsie Journal, will Mark Milano run again for governor? The subject line of his email was Moving New York Forward. In that email, Dutchess County executive embedded a screenshot of him juxtaposed with Governor Andrew Cuomo from a debate they shared while the two vied for governor in 2018. Video clips from the debate have been mixed infrequently on Molinaro's social media in recent months. In the email, he calls Cuomo the most corrupt governor in America, writing, the chance for a bright future in Albany and issues facing the state that he will continue to fight for. What exactly donors would be standing with him is unclear. Molinaro has not announced a second gubernatorial run. The 45-year-old told the Poughkeepsie Journal he'll take the next couple of months to decide if he'll commit to finishing his third term as Dutchess executive in 2023 or set his sights on higher office next year. The Parish of Our Lady Hope in Copaic Falls will hold their next free food drive. That'll come up today. The drive-through will be from 12 to 5 and also on Saturday from 10 till 3. All the food provided by the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. Volunteers are welcome. You can contact Mary Bernlis at 518-755-9763 for more information. Coinciding with its grand opening night for the drive-in movie theater's new season, the Amenia Four Brothers Drive-In will be hosting the 5th Annual Fireman's Fundraiser for the community, running from 6:30 to 11:30. Area residents invited to come out for an evening of fun and help support their local fire volunteers, who do much to keep everybody who lives and works in our local community safe. All proceeds from ticket sales for this event go to the Amenia Fire Company. For more information and to purchase tickets, Four Brothers Drive-In website is at playeatdrink.com. Dover Cleanup Day is being held on Saturday, April 24th. You'll meet at 8 o'clock in the morning at Boyce Park Pavilion. More information at 845-832-9168. Amenia Town Cleanup Day will be held this weekend as well. Saturday, April 24th from 9 to noon, volunteers can meet at Fountain Square, M&T Bank, at the intersection of Route 343 and 22, or at Borden Park at the intersection of Main Street and Furnace Bank Road in Wissahic, where bags will be available. To arrange for pickup of filled litter bags, contact Vicki at 845-489-7826 or Damien at 845-321-4226. Diamant Library has a Zoom event, Preserving the Harvest the Traditional Way, Lacto-Free Fermentation with Adama Farm and Carly Sugar. It's on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Hunt Library. You can register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Scott Heth, former head of Audubon Center in Sharon and a local jazz musician, returns to the Tri-State region for a fundraising concert to support the Rolof Jansen Community Library at Rolof Jansen Park in Hillsdale on Sunday at 3 p.m. Heth will perform on keyboard with Chris Jensen on saxophone, Jay Bradley on percussion, and an afternoon of American songbook jazz. Bring your own lawn chair, masks, and social distancing required. For more information, 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. You'll also find them on Facebook. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viale Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,815.90, the NASDAQ at 13,818.41, and the S&P 500 at 4,134.98. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.